Gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Joshua Segafis in the Morning. I am here to help you crush your dating game, to go from dating zero to dating hero, using the principles of self-development, evolutionary masculinity, and the alpha mentality. And today, gentlemen, we have an important dating trend to cover. Slow dating. What is this? What the heck is this? What do you need to know about it? Is it good for you or is this bad news? Gentlemen, listen to me. This dating trend is not all bad, but if you do not understand how to make it work for you in true masculine frame, this one is going to get you friend zoned, gentlemen. I don't know if you know what that is, but if you're a man in the modern world, you probably know what friend zoning is. Wouldn't none of us like it? We want to successfully date the ladies that we're interested in. We want to have great dating experiences. We don't want to go out here and get friend zoned, get women telling us that they'd rather be friends with us while they go date a different guy, go on a bunch of dates with a bunch of dudes, right? Leaving us kind of in that friend zone, texting us, telling them about their problems. We don't want that. We want to be the guy taking her on a date. So this dating trend can help you to do that, but only if you do it correctly. And that is really the key. Gentlemen, my name is Joshua Segafis. I help men every single day to go from dating zero to dating hero in their lives, to improve their dating lives using the principles of self-development, evolutionary masculinity, and the alpha mentality. And if you want to check out my in-depth dating course, the one that I literally used in my life to go from dating zero to dating hero, to create the dating destiny of my dreams, click in the description down below. I have also written 3 ebooks on dating and masculine development to help you become the masculine champion status man that you've always wanted to be, to date women successfully, and to have the kind of dating life you've always dreamed about. Find those in the description as well. And listen, I also offer a free 15-minute discovery call. If you're having dating problems, you'd like to talk to me about it. See what I think. You know what? We may be able to solve your dating problems in 15 minutes. Book that free discovery call down in the description. You'd be surprised how many dating problems we can iron out in 15 minutes with just a little back and forth discussion, gentlemen. It's not that difficult. This is the business I'm in every single day, and I want to help you succeed. All right, slow dating. What is this? We need to talk about this. I found this in an article published on thehindustantimes.com. I'm going to link to this article down in the description. Check it out if you want to read deeper, gentlemen. It's titled, Looking for Love That Lasts, Try Slow Dating, written by Akanksha Agnihotri. I probably pronounced that wrong, but I'm not very good sometimes at pronouncing these things. It was published on May 1st, 2023. So literally yesterday, fresh article, brand new. We got to talk about the slow dating stuff, gentlemen. I'm going to read a little bit of this for you. In today's fast-paced dating world, slow dating offers an alternative approach to finding lasting love. Discover why taking things slow can be beneficial. For many of us, dating can feel like a whirlwind of swipes, likes, and fleeting connections. We're bombarded with endless options, pressured to make snap judgments, and expected to move on quickly if things don't click right away. But what if there was another way, they say, a slower, more intentional approach to dating that values quality over quantity, that allows us to truly connect with the people we meet? This is what the article is saying. I'm reading directly from the article. Dating is like brewing coffee. It takes time, patience, and practice. Once you get past the initial conversations, you need to ask yourself how you truly feel about them. To do that, you must examine a potential match's profile for compatibility and focus on building an emotional connection before you can decide if the person is right for a relationship with you. Okay, then it says, in short, you must slow date. Here's where it defines it. Slow dating is a relatively new concept in the dating world, but it's also really simple. It's about being intentional, taking things at a slower pace, and ensuring you're compatible with someone before committing to a relationship. Okay. There are a lot of things going on in this article, and I'm going to be really honest with you. I hate to be this guy, but whoever wrote this doesn't understand the masculine dating game. They don't understand it. Let me explain this. Listen, first of all, it talks about a slower, more intentional approach to dating that values quality over quantity and to truly connect with people we meet. Okay, fair enough. When you're starting out wanting to improve your dating life as a man, one of the very first things you should decide is how many dates you want to go on every week. Some men say, you know, I just want to focus on going out on one date a week. Okay, cool. Some guys say, no, I want to go on 3 dates a week. Okay, cool. This is going to vary by person, but you need to set that goal for yourself. You need to figure out what your dating plan is going to look like. This is one of the first things I do when I coach men, okay? Then they say dating is like brewing coffee. It takes time, patience, and practice. Okay. It does take time, patience, and practice to learn how to date successfully as a man, but the dating process should actually move kind of fast because we live in a world where everyone is bombarded by constant attention and attention spans tend to be smaller, and you're going to give yourself your best possible odds of actually gaining the attention of the people you're interested in if you develop dating strategies at work and deploy them at the right timing, which will be prompt timing. Okay, this is very important. Now let's move on. I'm going to explain what I mean by that in a minute. Then the article says, once you get past the initial conversations, you need to ask yourself how you truly feel about them. No, no, no. This is where it starts to fall apart. This is how women date. Women date like this because the female dating experience is different. For men, this is not what we do. We meet a girl. We ask her out. If she is wishy-washy, we move on to the next one. If she says yes to the date, awesome. We take her out on a date. When we go to the date, we start having conversations with her. If you're interested in her, gentlemen, you don't need to have a deep feeling of love for her to be interested. If she's interesting, if you have some spark of chemistry, if you'd like to take things further and develop it a little more, you need to run your game on her. You need to actually connect, flirt, escalate on the date, on the first date, and you need to start doing it quickly. If you sit around and you have three, and you plan to have three coffee dates just talking to her before you ever make any physical move or escalation, you are not going to succeed unless your value metrics are very, very high. If you're a very objectively attractive man, you can get away with taking a little longer, but you've got to put your foot on the gas, gentlemen. You've got, like, my approach, I call it the 5, 10, 20 rule. 5 minutes into the date, I'm building connecting conversation with her. We've moved beyond just pleasantries and I'm asking her about her history. I want to get to know her, right? 10 minutes in, I'm flirting. I'm like making jokes. I'm getting her to laugh. I'm making some flirty, maybe even innuendos in a gentlemanly way, not to be crass or crude, but you're leaning in a date type direction. You want to make it a date, a fun date, not like you're sitting there having coffee with a coworker. And then by 20 minutes in, gentlemen, maybe 20, 30 minutes, 35 minutes, 40 minutes at the latest, I'm going in for the first kiss. A lot of guys freaked out. They said, this is too soon. Why? We're on a date. I'm interested in her. If I'm still there after 20 minutes and I'm still interested in her, of course I want to kiss her. And if she's interested in you, of course she wants to kiss you. A lot of people disagree with me on this, but listen, I have tested this. This is not up for debate, gentlemen. This is how I've run my dates. I go and I run this 5, 10, 20 rule. Nearly 100% of the time, it goes extremely well. Every once in a while, it ends up being that the girl doesn't feel the same way about me. And then it's like, no problem. But here's another thing. When you get dating experience, you learn to tell this in the first 5 minutes. See, I don't even go in to kiss a girl if I know that she's not vibing with me. How do I know that? Because in the first 5 to 10 minutes, when I'm flirting with her and stuff, I can see how she's reacting. If I know that she's not really feeling it, I'm not even going to go in for the kiss. I'm just going to hang out with her like a friend the rest of the time until I want to bounce, and then I'm going to bounce. And that's just how it is, right? But you've got to learn how to work this correctly, how to understand women. The dating process for men is very simple. It starts with self-development to increase your attraction. Then you have to learn about women, learn about female mating behavior, and then you have to take action on the stuff you've learned. It's not rocket science, but it is attraction science, and you have to learn how to do it correctly. So this article is describing more what it would be like for a woman. A woman could follow these steps and get away okay with it. But as men, gentlemen, you can't just sit around. There are hundreds of men hitting her up in her DMs every single day. She needs to make choices about the men who stand out to her. The only way you're going to be able to stand out to her is if you actually are bold, be the masculine, leadership-driven man you are, make the move, go for the kiss, go for the flirt, go for the hookup, invite her back to your place, give yourself a chance to show her what kind of man you are and do it promptly. Otherwise, 20 more men are going to come in there and fill that role. That is the truth of the modern dating landscape. Some people don't like it. Some people say, well, yeah, but it shouldn't be that way. Well, maybe it shouldn't. You know, I can agree with you that maybe the big pool of options for everyone and the tiny little attention spans we've developed as humans as a result of social media probably isn't always a good thing. I totally get that. And I actually agree with you. I kind of wish that we could go back to a more traditional way of dating where we could go on several dates and kind of slowly work our way up. It is just not that world anymore, gentlemen. And as long as we have social media and the internet, it's not going to be that world. And a lot of women will say things like, well, that's not how I date. Wrong. Yes, they do. That's exactly how they date. That's the program out there. And that's fine. Women, I am not mad about it. However, articles like this will steer men wrong a little bit if men don't understand the actual rules of the game and how it needs to be played in order for them to maximize their success. And that's all I have to say about it. Gentlemen, slow dating. Will it work for you? It can, but you need to take it at a pace that allows you to get in the zone with her, to project your masculine value, to let her know what kind of guy you are. You have to demonstrate this earlier rather than later. If you wait around for 3-4 dates, like 10 more guys are going to come in there and she's going to pick one or two or three of them. And she's not going to text you back because she's going to be so busy with these other guys who she's into. Because why? Because they were bold enough to make a move. And that's really the truth of it. So men, you've got to be careful with this taking it slow stuff. If you don't care if she isn't into you, if you're so in abundance and comfortable with yourself that you're like, you know, I am going to take it slow and wait until I find a girl who wants to take it slow with me, then you can do that. But just know that if you do that, your conversion rates will plummet most likely. And you're going to be waiting longer. You're going to have fewer successful dates. More women are going to overlook you if you do that. That's fine if that's the approach you want to take. But there you go. There's my two cents on it. Spoken because I have experience with this gentleman. I've tried both of these things. I've done slow dating 7 years ago. I tried slow dating 7 years ago. And it didn't really go very well, even back then. And back then, attention spans were way bigger than they are now. So anyway, there you go. There's my two cents on this. Gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. Tune back in this afternoon at 3 p.m. for Josh Visigafis in the afternoon, and I'll be back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 5 a.m. with another episode of Josh Visigafis in the morning. Go with grace and never give up your power. I will see you, gentlemen, on the flip side.